Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Lil Jess is back. Welcome back. Who buddy. The hell goes Thanks. To New York and doesn't tell anybody?
Lil Jess.
Snooky, snooky.
Were you ashamed of it? Was it secret? Was it? Because all of a sudden we're like, true story, when you left last Thursday, for whatever reason, I just automatically thought you were going to California. I don't know why.
Because that's my normal routine.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden your Instagram is, hi, I'm in New York. And we're like, what's happening? And not that we need to know. Well, no, that's a lie. We need to know every detail of your life.
Okay.
At every moment, just so you know. No, none of us looked around the room. And who knew she was going to New York?
No,
nobody.
In fact, I saw the photos and I thought you were like, it was a throwback Thursday or some throwback Friday or something.
So what were you doing? What was it? I mean, we're happy for you, but
Thanks.
Like, then we're like, wow, we need to work on a relationship. He obviously doesn't trust us at all. None of us.
I went for a conference for women in radio. That was on Saturday.
And again, who knew that that was happening?
I did not know. See, Lil Jess had mentioned it to me, but for some reason I thought it was like way later down the road. The next thing I know, she's in New York. I'm like, I guess that was this weekend.
Who were these people?
Well, there's a gal who entered radio maybe like 2014 and realized it's a hustle. Like, it's a game. Like, only the strong will survive. And she noticed there wasn't a lot of connections, so she built this Women in Radio bridge and has connected all of us.
Apparently not all. Kayla had no idea.
Nobody
in the building.
Little by little, I think more and more people in the industry are finding out. It's very unique.
What's her name?
Megan Taylor.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea who that is. Where does she work?
Super young. She works for iHeart. Yeah.
No, where?
Where?
Where does she work?
Florida, I'm sorry.
Where?
Oh, Miami.
You're very, I'm learning. Yeah. You're very secretive. You have to see how we have to pry the information out of it?
Yeah.
She works in Miami for like a top 40 station?
I think it's more news driven. Yeah.
Oh,
I
don't.
Weird.
Yeah. And I've air checked her before. I've had people here air check her. So.
That, you mean tapes of the show?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Industry her demo.
Jargon.
Yeah.
So is she new? Does she do a talk show?
She's new to pretty much the industry. So she hasn't climbed the ladder in those day parts yet.
I'll rephrase the question. Does she do a talk show?
No.
What kind of show does she do?
I'll have to get specifics for you. Sorry about that.
Well, you've heard the show.
No, I actually haven't listened to her show.
Oh, she's heard your show.
Yes. Yeah.
When you were talking about this air check demo stuff.
Yes.
She's heard you.
No, I've heard her. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you've heard her, but you don't know what kind of show she does?
So she just has her demo, you know, to shop around. And she asked if I would listen to it and give her feedback. A generic air check.
Like where she hits everything. I got
it. Right, but is there music? Is there...
This one was more music driven. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now
cool.
I've learned everything I need to know now. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. I extended it and made it a little, since I'm going to be in New York, might as well spend a few more days before the conference. So,
no.
Yeah, I had fun.
No, it looked like you had a blast. I'm like, this is better than the sum total of every New York trip I've ever taken. Lil Jess has done this in like 4 days.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, 702-364-9898. I know you might not be able Kayla, with her knowledge that we were going to do this, has printed out little, what would you call those, Spence? She's printed out little bags.
Yeah, little miniature images of the bags, and she's cut them exactly how the bag would look.
Yeah, to represent each of the following in the Frito-Lay variety pack. So your choices are Cheetos, Fritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho Cheese Doritos, Lay's Barbecue, and Lay's Original. We would like for you to rank those at 702-364-9898. So, and we might only be able to do this with one. So Spence wrote all these down. Yeah. Were you able to rank them?
Oh, easily.
Okay.
Now, it's easy for me because I'm
starting
not
from the top or the bottom.
I'll start from the bottom, and I'm not a chip guy, so I'll make sure to let you know the Cool Ranch Doritos absolutely last. I probably would never eat them.
Crazy.
Followed by the classic Lay's potato chips. They're too greasy. I don't care for all that stuff in my fingers. Then I would go to the nacho cheese Doritos. Not really a Dorito guy. Then barbecue chips. Then corn chips. And then number one is Cheetos. If I start eating Cheetos, I cannot stop eating Cheetos.
Comedian Kevin Fredericks posted a video where he and his friends
were. Are you ready for this? Doritos, Cheetos, barbecue, Fritos, Lays.
Y'all ain't hood enough. Y'all ain't hood. You start right here with Doritos.
Yes, okay.
Then you go to Cheeto. Any cheese product already in the hood starts it off right there. So two cheeses. Then Frito, out of respect to your grandmother.
Yes. You pick Fritos when barbecue and Cool Ranch was still available.
I love that part too, because it's literally like a fantasy football draft. You took that guy when this guy was still available. How do you do this?
He's a super basic. Nobody likes Cool Ranch.
Give me hidden Cletus in the face one time.
Cheetos, Fritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho Cheese Doritos, Lay's Barbecue, Lay's Original. Rank them in order at 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. I know there was a lot to keep track of. Kayla has visual accompaniment for us here in the studio.
Yes.
So we're kind of at an advantage here. But rank them in order from the Frito-Lay variety pack. Well, what's yours, Taylor? What do you have?
From last to first, Fritos last. Gross.
Last?
Ew, God.
I love Fritos.
Really?
I hate Fritos.
Okay, all right.
Classic Lay's potato chips. And then...
Second from bottom, classic Lay's.
Yeah, so right there in the middle is Cheetos, because I have to be in the mood for Cheetos. Always in my top three pick, Doritos, nacho cheese for sure. And then second...
But that's third.
But top three pick. And then barbecue Lay's potato chips. I love them so much. They're delicious.
Bottom.
Really? They're really fantastic. And then Cool Ranch Doritos, number one by far. They're fantastic.
Wow. What's your number one, Spence?
Cheetos. Oh, I love Cheetos. If there's a bag of Cheetos around, I can't stop eating them.
Well, Jess, what's your number one?
Cheetos.
Yeah, how about you?
Nacho cheese Doritos for me.
Yeah?
Number one. Number one. Where's that rank for you?
It's fourth.
What's your order?
Top to bottom, Cheetos, Fritos, Lay's barbecue, Dorito nacho cheese, classic Lay's, Doritos, Cool Ranch, last.
If you have to pick one of these calls, which one do you pick?
Let's go with number two.
With Chris? That's funny. I was focused on Chris.
We're vibing.
And by the way, Brandy, the queen of the first pick, is here, and I trust her more than I trust most people, but I just felt like we needed to go a different direction right now. Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
Out of that list, did you have to write them down? Because I have to write them down to keep it straight.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Atta girl.
I got attacked from my family, so.
I love this. I love this. Okay.
Both.
So do you want to start from the bottom or the top?
I'll start from the bottom, I guess. Fritos, okay. We use that as kindling for fire. It makes the best kindling.
Okay. And then what is second
from the
bottom?
The original Lay's is next. And then I do Cheetos. Is my one of my least
Cheetos
favorites.
Cheetos third from the bottom.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then barbecue.
Barbecue Cool is Ranch. Number three, and Cool Ranch number two, and...
And then nacho cheese.
How about that?
We're pretty similar. Chris, you're a smart, smart lady.
Thank you.
All right, Spence, what's your order again?
Cheetos, Fritos, Lay's barbecue, Dorito nacho cheese, Lay's Classic and Doritos Cool Ranch.
Chris is enjoying some right now. I don't know if you could agree. Yeah. Delicious. Little Jess, what do you have?
Cheetos, number one, nacho cheese, barbecue, classic, Cool Ranch, and if I don't have ingredients for a Texas Frito pie, Fritos goes at the end.
Wow.
Dude, there's nothing better than chili and Fritos, man. Mm-hmm.
Nacho cheese, number one. Two, three, and four are close for me. Nacho cheese Doritos, number one. I'm going to go Cheetos 2.
Good call.
Original Lay's 3, but that could change day to day. 2, 3, and 4 are interchangeable for me. I like the classics. Fritos 4. Cool Ranch Doritos 5 and Barbecue Lays 6.
Oh.
I think. Huh. I think. I like chips.
We buy this bag for our house, and this exact variety pack. And every time I buy it, I go, I don't want to buy it because there's Fritos in there. I hate Fritos.
That's my childhood, dog. When I was a kid, Fritos was number one. When I was a little kid, Fritos was number one.
You ever taken Fritos and put them in a tuna fish sandwich? Oh my God. Speaking of childhood, that's what you shove them in there, and then it's a crunch. It's salty.
I would have regular Lay's on my tuna fish sandwich.
That I would do.
We used to make old school casserole. In fact, one of the very first things, like grown up food that I ever cooked, was tuna fish. You put the Lay's potato chips on the bottom, tuna fish, cream of mushroom soup, potato chips on the top. Throw it in the oven.
Oh, that is
that
trailer
sounds amazing.
Park. That is some old school trailer park food.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
It is.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
At 702-364-9898 with the Christina Aguilera Song of the Day, we will unveil that in about 10 minutes, right about 7:05 this morning. There is not enough money in the world. Yeah, I could make out with the dude. I was thinking about that. I can make out with the dude. It's not going any further. Deal. I don't think you'd go any further.
Yeah.
Well, for a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Well, that's very personal to me, though.
I understand. No, I'm not judging you.
I think it would be hard. I don't know if you would be able to make out with anyone except for your wife. Like, you're
you take that out of it. You got to take that out of it.
It's just how much money would it take for you to do it?
But I mean, there's not a whole lot I wouldn't do.
You couldn't pay me enough to leave my boyfriend. There wouldn't be enough money in the world for me to just go, all right, bud, we're done.
Again, I guess if we're going to go on morality. You know what I mean? If we're gonna go on morality,
fantasy
then this
land
is
am I
tough.
Right over here.
But like stuff like this, Danny, there's not enough money in the world to get you to do blank.
Man, I would not go skydiving. I have such a phobia of just like splattering. It is not funny.
Actually, you don't splatter. You bounce. It's a weird thing.
I would bounce too. I'm a chubby guy, so I would bounce a couple of times.
Attaboy. No, here was the thought that, I felt pretty good about it when I went a couple of years ago. I felt pretty good about it going in. And then I realized that dude with me, he's going to be strapped to me. He don't want to die.
No.
So chances are pretty strong that we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's as bad as kissing a guy. He's on your back.
Well, this is why I changed that a little bit because I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny. There's not enough money in the world to get you to do what, Lil Jess?
Walk on hot coals. Like walking on Legos, but this time hot coals. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I can make it.
The right amount of money, not a problem.
Yeah, $1 million right now.
Do I get it if I attempt it? Then yes.
No, you're going to do it.
You have to do it.
No, you're going to do it.
No, can't do it.
You're going to do it. $1 million. Think about what that would do for your son.
True.
$5 million. See, this is when you get into this whole thing of there's not enough money in the world. $1 billion. You cut off my feet for $1 billion.
Ooh.
You convinced me.
I would lose a limb.
No, I'm kidding.
Maybe a finger. For $1 billion, maybe.
Yeah, would you get an amputation for $1 billion?
If it was my left pinky.
$1 billion.
Wait, my left... No, my left middle finger.
Lower part of your left leg.
No.
Left arm below the elbow.
Nah. I like to play golf, man.
You still play golf?
I guess I could. Yeah, that's
Did you see that one kid? He's raking.
I know.
You know,
right?
One kid with one arm, he rakes. He's amazing.
Probably.
Is this
not
offensive?
No, not to me.
I'm not offended by anything, but I'm sure there's somebody who's
nobody in the room with all their limbs. No, it's not offensive.
Right. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's
but I mean,
true,
you can make that for anything.
Yeah, of course.
There's not enough money in the world to get you to do what?
Any type of big game hunting. I can't stomach people that shoot giraffes or elephants.
$1 billion.
Nope. No.
You're not that principled. I know you.
I'm not that principled in many ways or moral
I'll
or
agree
ethical.
With that one.
But when it comes to somebody taking a picture because they shot a giraffe,
it makes me
sick to my stomach. It's a giraffe. I couldn't do it.
I'll agree with that one.
$1 billion.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough either.
$10 billion. $10 billion.
Nope.
You could save all the rest of them.
Nope.
Shoot one, save the rest.
No.
$10 billion.
And you're talking talking to someone that grew up around like guns and all that stuff, and I was really educated when I was young. I mean, I shot an alligator, so I'm like, to me, it's no big deal, but I will not do that big game hunting.
Think about what you're saying, though. Think about what you're saying. With $10 billion, you save all the rest of them. You gotta sacrifice one, and you gotta be the one to do it. But you get to save all the rest because you have $10 billion. I mean, and that's $10 billion that you didn't have the day before.
Okay, give me a giraffe. I'm in.
Yeah, bring a giraffe to me right now. And I want it in writing from whoever it is that I'm saving the giraffes from.
I want to
from.
See the money first. Yeah. I want to save all the giraffes.
Yeah.
And the rhinos. And then you put together a $10 billion sanctuary.
Yeah, because with $10 billion, couldn't you save the rest?
Yeah, and have enough probably. Left over to have a villa in Italy.
Probably. You could save the rest, but you've got to sacrifice one. And it's got to look you in the eye. 30 seconds before the moment of truth.
No, I couldn't do it.
No, they have got these
the worst. Yeah. Oh, the worst. You're fine. All right. We found him. He's there. He's about 75 yards out. You've practiced for this moment. Oh, God, he's looking me in the eye. Oh, my God.
He comes down and licks you across the cheek, like really nice.
A little tear. Yeah. A little tear. And he's don't do it, bro.
It's like Madagascar. He's got a little Mila Kunis voice that, hey, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, do we have tears? Do we have Kayla tears?
It would be so sad. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about the other day when I was driving home and I was next to a truck where the pigs were in the truck.
Wait. No, tell everybody what happened.
Okay, so I was driving home and I was at a stoplight and next to me was one of those trucks and it's got a bunch of pigs on it. And one of the pigs looked right through the hole and stared at me and stared into my soul and I started crying because I know where they're going and they know where they're going.
Yeah, and stared into her passenger seat where she's got three bags full of barbecue, all pork products.
The funny part is she posted these on her Insta story, and I'm showing it to somebody. I'm showing it to somebody, and she's weeping just like she is now about this pig that looked through the holes because he's going
Kayla sent us a video. Twink, guys, and it sounds just like that story.
And I just started laughing out loud. I nearly peed myself. I found it to be so... Your face is so hilarious right now. It's all crushed up.
Yeah, don't you turn that mic off. Don't you dare turn that mic off. Although, you know what, though? This is all theatrical. I'm not seeing any tears. There's not real. It's not crying if it's not real tears. This is what I say to little kids. You need to show me real tears or I don't believe you're crying.
No, you got to we got to grab those videos again, but her crying about the pig is the best.
Are you done with me? So is there any amount of money that would get you to look Charlotte right in the eye?
Oh, no, she's got a name.
Charlotte.
No.
Charlotte's Web.
Oh, okay.
Oh, will you eat bacon right now? If I brought you a plate full of bacon, would you tell that story again and eat four pieces of bacon?
No, I cried through the whole thing.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't a pig snort. That was a me snort.
Oh, my God.
No, I'd cry through the whole thing. I can't.
But would you eat it?
No.
Are you off pig products forever?
I'm like, guys, ever since that incident, like, I am fully off, like, I feel like I'm coming off meat altogether. Like, any sort of meat, like chicken.
Yeah, you don't eat anything with a face.
Yeah, anything with a face.
Like, what about a fish?
I'm thinking about getting rid of that, too.
My God, we could do this all day. I just feel bad because Chris has been on hold forever. Oh, Chris, you were on the first pick. We owe you.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, no amount of money would get you to do what?
Bungee jump.
But here's the
I
thing.
Love that
here,
stuff.
Let me try to argue for
it's
it.
Cool.
Okay, there's a company. Let him talk. There's a company. There's a company in place. An owner of that company that has a living. They don't want to lose their job, their income, their lifestyle. This is the same reason why I have no problem with being on the Stratosphere and doing those rides.
Oh, see, I couldn't do that either. Oh no.
Because you're gonna if anything happens, your family's taken care of. So nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, or oh, we could have Spence fall off of the ride and all of the other rides are saved. I'm not sure how that works. I don't know if that's terrible. I'm not sure how that works. I'm just trying to tie the stories together. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.